I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Less than 1% of missions giving goes for work in the Muslim world. This staggering reminder comes at a pivotal time when Islam is growing by leaps and bounds. Crescent Project's Fuad Masri says this point in history of outreach to Muslims is second to none.
The openness has never been this way. It's unprecedented that people are interested in knowing about Christ. God is on the move. We've never seen them open for the good news. Not only in the U.S., but here.
A lack of funding has had impact on how effective their work has been. You can help the Crescent Project at our website. Meanwhile, human trafficking is out of control in Ukraine. More Ukrainians have fallen victim than in any other Eastern European country in recent history. EFCA's Reach Global missionary Amy Ritchie says traffickers target the most vulnerable. Kids. She works with a local church to combat the problem because Christ is the answer. They teach that Jesus
loves me as his child and that I'm adopted by him, gives children a very firm foundation to say, no, I don't need some stranger's approval, or I don't need this hope and dream of becoming a model in a faraway country.
A Kiev church just received approval to begin helping in an orphanage. Pray. And the missions team with Kids Live International to Lima, Peru, is struggling with red tape. They had hoped to start building a playground for the Peruvian kids this week, but as of June 27th, the team's container with the playground pieces is still trapped in customs for government processing. It's been over 4 weeks since the container was shipped. Please pray that their shipment gets approved soon so the team can continue their ministry. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. You can now have Mission Network News delivered daily to your personal email address absolutely free, complete with pictures and links to expanded mission news coverage. Go to missionnetworknews.org. That's MNN, the daily email updates at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.